weeks I've looked after three people under 30. On Friday I looked after a guy who died suddenly, and he had a post-mortem. So we were kind of waiting for a sudden death in a youngster that had had a post-mortem to take a closer look. I'm going to hold it up. This is a glass of formaldehyde with just some that were pulled out of the arteries to get the pump in. The thick one here, this one here came out of the aorta from the heart. They take the shape of the vessels that they're growing in. Totally, and they gradually fill the vessels as they grow. And these, obviously, that's what's killed him.
They think the government wouldn't give him something that's experimental.
That's
right?
The main thing. Most people cannot accept that the government would give you anything that might potentially kill you.
No, they didn't isolate the virus. That's the issue. That's the issue.
Well, you isolate a virus by
clearly logic and common sense dictate that if you have not isolated the thing you are looking for, there is no possible way to determine what the thing is made of or what it alone does.
You may be interested to know that the prize for providing the proof of isolation and genetic content for SARS-CoV-2 has jackpotted up to 1 million euros.
We make it clear we're not just asking for something maybe where you yourself isolated. We're saying any record of it being isolated anywhere in the world by anyone, and they have nothing.
Yet all of the listed institutions indicated the same, that they had searched their records and located none describing legitimate isolation of any SARS-CoV-2 patient sample performed by anyone ever.
We published our findings in the recently released updated version of Virus Mania, and as many of you will know, none of the study authors claimed to have obtained the virus in purified form.
The most important paper written on the COVID-19 situation by Christian Drosten and others on where he got the genome or where he got the PCR segments that they're using in their tests. And he says, and I'm quoting here, "We aim to develop and deploy robust diagnostic methodology for use in public health laboratory settings without having virus material available." Now, I don't know how much clearer they can make it that they never actually had possession of a virus. They never had possession of a genome. If this is a hoax that Pfizer doesn't have the virus as their template, and apparently Pfizer is in on the hoax. The DNA template, SARS-CoV-2, gene bank, etc., was generated via a combination of gene synthesis and recombinant DNA technology. So this is a hoax.
Every part of this narrative is based on your blind belief in authority. Whether it's scientists, whether it's doctors, whether it's government, every part of this is about blindly trusting what you're told. And there's endless amounts of evidence that suggests that that's not the case, that you're being deceived, that you're being lied to. I just don't understand why we are so willing to accept that reality, willing to accept the narrative that they're pumping out for us.
The tests we've seen around the country from doctors are showing that almost 45,000 people that got these vaccinations were dead in 72 hours. Workers all over the state that can't support their families because the governor mandates you're getting inoculated or you're getting fired. With influenza, when they found 53 deaths as a result of the vaccine, they suspended the vaccine. We can show 45,000 deaths in 72 hours for this vaccine.
Here's what I'm going to say to those that are going to censor this. Google, YouTube, Facebook, Twitter. Let me tell you what I'm going to say. You are complicit in causing death. And I cannot wait to sue you over and over again. Ladies and gentlemen, 45,000. And let me tell you what. There are reportedly around 11 or 12 systems that are reporting deaths and injuries to the government. How many have really died? And why are they covering it up? These people are murdering people. This is complicity at minimum. People need to be in jail. I've been working on this for a while now. Is that it's immensely higher number. Immensely. They know it, and they are covering it up, and I want investigations immediately.
Vaccination.
We don't want you to die.
I'm getting a very good feeling about vaccination right this moment.
So please, hear us.
Every vaccination
brings us closer
together.
And when your turn comes, take the jab.
And they had like billboards on the highway, right? Like warning you about this. I mean, it was like a major marketing campaign at the World Economic Forum. They put out videos, yes. Written information. They announced the whole entire plan. Yes. And the UN also, and the Rockefeller Foundation and the Tavistock Institute. I mean, yes. Right? Okay. There's lots of written materials that essentially give you all the details of this globalist, you know, plan, and you can see how the plandemic actually achieved many of the aims of that.
These depraved animals, what they've done is used the media and created a false narrative that has led us to be living in chronic anxiety and fear and human isolation. If anyone studied psychological warfare, you'll know that those two points, anxiety and human isolation, will cause most people to decompensate psychologically and become very vulnerable and gullible and easy to manipulate.
One of these numbers is going to have to get pretty near to zero. How we can get this down to zero? Probably one of these numbers is going to have to get pretty near to zero. First, we've got population. Now, the world today has 6.8 billion people. That's headed up to about 9 billion. Now, if we do a really great job on new vaccines, healthcare, reproductive health services, we could lower that by perhaps 10 or 15%.
We could lower that.
Are these vaccines safe?
Well, the FDA, not being pressured, will look hard at that.
The vaccine is more dangerous than the coronavirus. If you want to get on an airplane, you have to be vaccinated. If you want to get Social Security, you need to be vaccinated. If you want to get whatever benefits they give, you need to be vaccinated for.
But then last night, I had a dream. I don't know where I was at. I was just in this room. And I saw this huge scroll. And it had seven seals on it. And that's all I saw. And nobody ever said a word. But in my heart, I knew that the first seal was just about to be opened. Now, when that seal is opened, that means the tribulation starts. And the rapture comes before that. So our time is very short. Our time is very short. And I think that's why now, here at the very end, I think that's why the Holy Spirit is bringing up all these old dreams and giving me confirmation that goes with the dream. I feel like all this is just being revealed. It's just opened up to me. And I mean, I'm feeling my walk closer with Jesus than I have felt in a long time. Now is the time to be in prayer. Pray without ceasing. Repent. Read the Word of God. Be in the Word of God. Turn off your TV. Turn on your King James Bible. The living, true Word of God. For we go home soon. We go home soon. It's like every time I get in prayer anymore, it's like I just start shaking and I feel it. I feel it so close. I feel it so close. It's like when I go to bed now and I lay my head on my pillow and I close my eyes. It's like every single morning when I wake up and I open my eyes, it's like I'm actually surprised that I open my eyes here in this world, because I feel that one day soon when I close my eyes, I will open them in heaven, in paradise. And we pray that you be with us on that day. We will look for you there. These are the last days. Tick tock, tick tock. Time is getting very short.
This next video is certainly a noggin scratcher. It was captured on the Auckland motorway in New Zealand as the camera holder was passing a truck parked by the side of the road.
There's a sheep on top of the truck, guys.
As you can see, there's a single sheep standing on the roof of the vehicle. A voice can be heard calling out from the car, trying to alert the driver of the truck. However, it soon becomes obvious that he seems aware of the bizarre situation.
Got a sheep on the roof?
The car slowly begins to pass the truck, and as it does, you can actually see that it's full of sheep. They all seem to be well secured, and there doesn't appear to be any way for a single sheep to escape, let alone get onto the top of the roof. Moreover, looking at the height of the vehicle, it seems that there's just no way that the lone animal could have jumped up there either. So how did the sheep manage to get on top of the truck? The video ends and we're left with no explanation. We'd love to hear your theories on this one. Can you think of a plausible way that the sheep could have gotten onto the truck's roof? Let us know down below. Sometimes we don't even realize something's off or scary about a picture until much later on after giving it another look. That's exactly what happened to Reddit user SketchNoteSky when her sister sent her an old picture with something unrecognizable and terrifying in the background. A young girl sits at a table in the picture, putting some food in her mouth and looking into the camera. Behind her sits the kitchen, dark with no lights on. Right above and behind the girl, viewers can make out a strange black mass. The head of the body is particularly frightening, as viewers can see a white, misshapen face with holes where the eyes should be. The general consensus of the figure in this picture is that it's simply a mix of different pots and pans bunched together, giving the effect of an eerie figure. Others suggested a balloon, a cookie jar, a clock, and even a cat. Still, others were reminded of certain movie characters such as Jason from Friday the 13th, or even the Scream Mask. Could this simply be a case of objects caught strangely in the background, or could this be a sinister entity making a surprise appearance?
Tyler, the Creator, is a famous rapper. He's got Aleister Crowley on his shirt there. Aleister Crowley is one of the most satanic influential people in this world. Or he was. Tyler, the Creator, creating satanic rap, someone put. He's got his eye in the triangle, the eye of Horus, right? The enemy of God. He's doing 666 over his eye. He's wearing a shirt that says Satan with 666 on it, being very obvious about it, and everyone. Tyler, the Creator, hides his hand in his sweater the way a Freemason would do. God bless you, everyone.
What's your name?
Bonnie.
What's happened with your eyes?
I've had cancer in the eye since 2020, and it's been taking my vision away gradually. And this eye has been losing its vision too. I can actually see better out of it. Praise God.
And is your eye clear? Are your left eye clear?
Yes.
And you're not even wearing your glasses?
No.
And what's happening to the right eye? What's happening to the right eye now?
The right eye hasn't been watering, and then vision's coming back a little bit.
And that was watering, tell me, because there's a tumor behind there?
Yes.
It's pretty cool, isn't it?
Yes. God is wonderful.
And what can you, what do you feel now after receiving prayer? How do you feel in yourself, in your body?
My body feels like a sense of relief has been lifted off me.
It's wonderful.
And that he walks with me all the time.
Wow.
Praise God.
You've got to understand that this condition is in the natural don't improve.
Yeah.
And she's losing that vision, the left eye, because of the tumor. And that was compensating for the other one, but now that losing that sight. But now...
That's power got on your lung, on your lung. Power God's going through your lung, in Jesus' mighty name. Power God going through the kidney stone. Okay, breathe, you'll find your lungs better. How's that?
Feels good.
So where's your husband? Okay, give him a hug. The anger's gone. The Lord's delivered you of the anger. It's finished. Okay, it's finished. All over. You're good. If I say you're good, you're good. Sandy. That's the Lord healing your knees. So you've suffered a deterioration of the knees.
Yeah.
That's the Lord healing it. You believe he will?
Oh, yes. I pray the oil of gladness on my knees every day.
Just one touch. Oh, that's nice, isn't it?
Yes, it is.
Okay, off you go. You okay now? Take a walk. Someone say, praise the Lord. Come on back, sister. Someone say, praise God. That's power got on your left leg. What'd you do to it? ¿Qué pasó con tu pierna?
No sé, nada más me duele.
¿Crees que el Señor va a hacerlo? ¿Crees?
Yo creo que sí.
Amén. ¿Ya está? ¿Está bien? Camina, permiso. Someone say, praise the Lord.
Praise the Lord.
Dale nomás, dale. Puede correr. Corre. ¿Estás bien? Vení. Viene. Aleluya.
You seemed out too much.
Hey. ¿Cómo está?
Bien.
How are you?
Bien.
Good. Y dobla la, la rodilla. Mira, look at that. El dolor, se, ¿dónde se fue? Where did the pain go?
Se fue.
Jesús lo llevó. Jesus sí. Took it. Jesús. Someone say, praise the Lord. Take me to your